I have certainly learned that being broken and blessed can happen at the same time. It's a divine paradox. I mean, it seems like those two words should not even be in the same sentence. But as I hold broken pieces of crayons in my hand right now, I realize I have two choices. I could throw them away, or I could still use them to color. Whenever you and I feel broken, I believe we can still use the pieces of our brokenness to color our life and others around us with gratitude, joy, kindness, service, love, and courage. And sure, life can give you a swift kick in the gut and break your heart. And I pray that you're able to be resilient and to color again. Pain and loss have taught me to color my life with compassion, to have a sense of humor, to enjoy each moment, and to let go of clutter. I'm learning to color my life with simplicity, humility, gratitude, and a faith that sustains me even in my sorrow. The enemy to your soul can make you feel useless and worthless and just broken beyond repair and convince you that what's the use? Well, my friend, the truth is you are stronger than you think. And the truth is life doesn't offer you and I joy or pain, sunshine or rain, blessings or brokenness. What we get is joy and pain, sunshine and rain, blessings and brokenness. The truth is God will never leave you nor forsake you. And pain is our invitation to begin the process of healing from the struggle, the sadness, the shame, the secrets, the silent screams, and the suffering. And if you feel stuck, insecure, and broken, why don't you pick up the broken pieces and discover a peace that surpasses all understanding? I call that the gift of grace from God. Now, what we have to do is to learn how to get rid of the clutter, the anger, the depression, the toxic relationships, the dead-end relationships, and the grudges. Forgiveness and resiliency are the rebirth of hope. It's the beginning of hope. It's a renewing of your mind. So declare and decree, it is not over. I will bounce back. I will not break. I am more than a conqueror. I will take back my power and take back my joy. I will not live like a victim, but as a victorious woman or man. My friend, being resilient is a running theme in my life. Even before the devastating loss of my son a while ago from cancer, I was always talking about resiliency, and now I've had to live it, actually live out this principle of bouncing back after getting hit in my gut. And I've learned that resiliency did give me a rebirth to hope. I've learned that I've had to live with being broken and blessed at the same time. It is truly a divine paradox. And I offer to you my book, I Am Resilient. I wrote this book after the loss of my son. And I realized that there are many people not just going through the loss of a loved one, maybe their mom or dad or their mate or their child, but you know, going through the setback and the loss of a job, the loss of your business, the loss of your breast from breast cancer, the loss of your car, the loss of your joy, the loss of your mind, even, you know, losing your relationship with your church or your job or your friend, any type of a loss is something that can be devastating if we do not have the tools and the faith and the emotional intelligence to bounce back. So I want to offer that book to you. I Am Resilient. I promise you, it is a quick read, it is a powerful read, it is life-changing, it is transparent, it is real, and it is certainly something that you can easily begin to apply and to begin to understand the importance of the journey of healing, resiliency, forgiveness, letting go, and living in this divine paradox of feeling broken and blessed at the same time. God bless you, and I look forward to being in touch with you real soon.